Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pearson Jane Howard, and we're talking about what do you need to be thinking about? What do you need to be, what steps should you be taking? How could you make sure that as we move forward, as we grow our business going forward, that we take this really highly efficient operation that we obviously now have, or we would never have survived, and make it bigger as we grow in with the same kind of quality? Whether it be systems or people. And Pierce, Jane, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, folks, they're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which is kind of the theme of our the foundation of the work that we do together here on the show. Pierce, when we went to the break, you had three things you were going to tell us about this.
Yeah, there are literally hundreds of ways that we can describe how a person does or does not fit their work. Three very common ones are repetitive work, people work, and what I like to call the degree, the way you deal with power and standing up to people, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as a small business owner, we tend to have preferences in these areas. Like, typically a small business owner does not like the repetitive part of the work. They like the innovative, mm-hmm. picking up the new products, the new markets, and repetitive work often gets their goat. And so for the detail work, for the record keeping, for the filing, for the assembly, whatever it is that's repetitive, that becomes an excellent candidate for bringing somebody on to take over some of the work that is more onerous to the small business owner. What an innovative person thinks of as onerous, a person comfortable with repetitive work thinks of as soothing and very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And safe.
A second way that...
Pierce?
Yes.
And safe. Aren't there people who... They don't want any conflict. They don't want any kind of risk. They want to know what the rules are. They want to know that they can comply with the rules, and if that means what you call the onerous stuff, that makes them happy because it keeps them, they feel safe. What do you think?
Absolutely, people that you got your more of your risk taker and more of your play it safe types. And the typical entrepreneur is going to be more of the risk taker.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and this is something I want to make sure we stick in here, there are ways to find out whether the person you're interviewing fits either one of those profiles, right? And that's based on, for example, you guys have ways helping people find out what that is based on your work with the five-factor model.
Yeah, the most reliable way is to actually administer an assessment. And
right.
We administer to adults, we administer the Workplace Big Five profile. To younger folks, we administer the Schoolplace Big Five profile for younger folks with no work experience. But, you know, for example, one of the things that a small business owner might be reluctant to tackle is collections. A lot of people just wish collection problems would go away, but
right.
they don't have they're not comfortable doing the persistent follow-up required to get people to pay their bills. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jane and I are very fortunate to have someone.
Well, one of the reasons is because we're probably the one who either sold or helped to sell the deal. We don't like asking them for money.
That's right.
Because we got to go back and try to get them to buy some more stuff.
Yeah. Jane and I are very fortunate on our team to have an associate who finds it very natural to call up somebody and nag them. Give me my money. And she just recently cleared an account that had been lagging for 8 years.
Wow.
And bless her heart. I mean, she takes pride in this. And,
yeah.
And I could never do that. I mean,
so Jane, I know one thing is folks can find out, folks, you can learn more about how this process works and some of the science behind it, but also the common sense behind this with their book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. That'd be a good place to start. Jane, what would be walk us through quickly the steps of how this would get started getting an assessment.
First of all, you need to contact us. You can either go to our website for the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies, or you can call us at 1-800-244-5555, and someone on our sales team will help you think through what it is you're looking for, whether you want to just take the assessment or if you want to talk about a specific job. We're happy to assist you with that.
One of the things, folks, take the time. If I recommend Pearson Jane, but take the time to do this at least once. Make the decision. All right, I'm going to make an investment, and it's not really an investment. It's really not that much money. It's not that expensive to do this. Take the time to follow up on this and do this one time and see what happens. Practice this one time and see if it makes sense to you. I predict you're going to like it a lot. You're going to want to do more of it. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, one of the problems we all have is finding qualified people. We don't have enough people really qualified looking for jobs these days. I'm going to ask Pearson Jane about that. How do we solve that? 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.